Artie Trammell and his son went whitetail hunting because his son wanted something. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
There's one thing I don't have and I want. I said, what's that? He said, I need a good buck mount to go in the house. It was deer season, so I told him, I've got a little spot that's in one of the wildlife refuge areas. It's open for hunting. It's kind of hard to get to, but it's got some deer in there. It's going to make a round. So we got up early that morning, got all of our hunting gear lined out. He kind of liked the rifle that I had. It was a 300 Browning lever action, 300 Winchester mag. He had a little 270. I'd shoot it. We got up that morning. We left. We got in the woods. I told him, I said, look, there's a branch down this way. Just go down there and follow that branch down. Find you a place and just kind of sit down and watch. It kind of opens up. I'm going to slip back to the east over here, and there's another branch over here, and I said, well, I'm gonna hunt in between. Sure enough, we separated. After it got good in daylight, I heard him shoot. Then I heard another shot, and then another shot. I'm just sitting there, I'm waiting. I hear him holler. I didn't really want to get up and go that way because if it was deer and he shot, it may have been coming toward me, and I wanted to give him a little enough time to clear. I kept sitting there waiting. He hollered again. So I started slipping that way, and then he hollered once more. Daddy, come on. So I'm coming. By that time, I'm walking a little faster than I could see him, and he hollered, come on. So I took off. I started running, and I got to him. I said, what? He said, shoot him. And I looked across the branch, and there's this big buck trying to get up. I said, well, you shoot him.
And we'll find out tomorrow why RD's son didn't shoot. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.